Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. There is a significant development in the investigation into the shooting and car chase outside Brigham and Women's Hospital earlier this month that left a parking valet seriously injured. Police then chased the suspect, 41-year-old Justin Root, into Brookline, where they shot and killed him. The police believed that Root was carrying a gun. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins today announced what Root was carrying was not a working firearm.
The investigation revealed that the weapon recovered on scene near Mr. Root in Norfolk County, which he had brandished in Suffolk County, was not a working firearm. We can therefore determine that the valet was struck by a bullet discharged by a Boston police officer.
WBUR Steve Brown was at the press conference earlier this afternoon. Steve joins us now. Hey, Steve, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Steve, there was a District Attorney Rachel Rollins laid out the events today. What does she say happened?
Well, she says the hospital called 911 at 9:19 on the morning of February 7th to report a person with a gun near Fenwood Road, which is right there on the hospital campus. Now, Boston police dispatched several officers to that area. The DA showed a video of a Boston police officer arriving at what was a chaotic scene and confronting the suspect, who was later identified as Justin Root. Now, on that video, you can see Root pointing what appeared to be a weapon at the officer. Rollins said it turned out that that weapon was not a working firearm. Now, Root was injured at that location, but he managed to escape in his car. Now, since Root didn't have a working firearm, they have concluded that the valet who was injured was hit by a stray police bullet.
I'd love to try to get some more clarity on what not a working firearm means, Steve. I mean, one could imagine, is that a toy gun, a paint gun, a, you know, paintball gun, or a BB gun, pellet gun? What do we know?
Sure. Well, Rollins said it turned out that the weapon was a very realistic-looking replica. Still, in the heat of the moment, the officer assumed that it was real. He feared for his life and began to open fire.
And there is actually some video footage that shows some of that from outside the hospital. Is that right, Steve?
That is correct. Yeah, you can see that.
Okay, so we now know, you've already said it, that it appears police must have been the one to shoot the bullet that hit the valet at Brigham and Women's in the eye, since Root, it appears, did not have a working firearm. Do we know who specifically fired the shot that hit the valet?
Not at this point. It was one of two officers who had shown up on that scene. The shooting scene is about 250 feet away from the hospital's main entrance where the valet was working. Now, investigators don't know if the valet was hit directly or if that bullet ricocheted up the street.
Okay, and any updates, Steve, on how the valet is doing at this point?
Yeah, he's recovering. It was a serious injury. Rollins said she believes that he has a detached retina, but when she was asked if he was blinded by that bullet, she said she does not think that he was. Both Rollins and Police Commissioner Gross have met with the valet.
I'd like to try to get some clarity into Justin Root's mental state. I think we need to ask about his mental health, because the Globe has reported that his parents say he was diagnosed years ago with schizoaffective disorder. What do we know, Steve?
Rollins was asked that at the news conference today about a motive. Here's what she had to say.
I would not even dare to speculate that, sir. We have the ability now to know a little bit more about that individual. But remember, my job when we investigate a discharge by an officer is what did they know in that moment as they were entering a scene that was tense and escalating? But I would never try to speculate what Mr. Root was thinking when he engaged in this behavior.
Now, Rollins says that she has met with Root's family and had what she called a sad conversation with them, where she explained that she will be honest with them and make sure that they hear from her about this case before they may hear it on the news.
All right. So, Steve, this incident began in Boston outside Brigham and Women's Hospital. That's Suffolk County. But it finished in Brookline on Route 9, which is Norfolk County. Today was information about the Suffolk County investigation. What do we know about the investigation in Norfolk County, which includes Brookline and must therefore include the fatal shooting of Justin Root by police who were responding at that point?
Yeah, that's right. The incident ended along Route 9 in Brookline, so the Norfolk County DA is looking into that part of the shooting, which also involves state police. No word yet from them about that. The only thing Rawlins would say today about the Brookline incident is that that replica weapon that Root displayed near the hospital was recovered there after Root was shot and killed.
And this is not the first shooting at Brigham and Women's, right, Steve?
No, 5 years ago, a man walked into the hospital and asked for Dr. Michael Davidson, a cardiovascular surgeon who had treated that man's mother. The man blamed the doctor for his mother's death and shot him to death right there in the exam room. So needless to say, that rocked the medical community at Brigham and Women's. So there was a report of a man with a gun near the hospital just this month, they quickly called police and took steps to keep the community safe.
So, Steve, as you watch this story, what are you looking for next?
Well, Rawlins' office will continue to look into the circumstances surrounding the police shooting just to make sure that all the proper procedures were followed. She says they don't want to have a rush to judgment and that they'll make their determination in the months to come.
That's WBUR reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Tiziana.